Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for standing by, and welcome to the Rank Group Interim Management Statement. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. There'll be a presentation followed by a question-and-answer session, at which time, if you wish to ask a question, you will need to press star and one on your telephone. I must advise you that this conference is being recorded today, Friday the 19th of October, 2012. I would now like to hand the conference over to your speaker today, Ian Burke. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you, Adam, and good morning. And I'm joined on the call today by Clive Jennings, our finance director. Rank has achieved solid revenue growth since the beginning of the 2012-13 financial year, with particularly strong performances from the Grosvenor brand and Mecca Online. As highlighted within Rank's recent results announcement, the group has moved to brand-based reporting. The Grosvenor Casinos brand continues to grow revenue across both its venue and digital channel. While the number of customers visiting our UK casinos has increased, the frequency has decreased, leading to a like-for-like decrease in visits. The Mecca brand grew total revenue for the 15-week period with a strong performance from its digital channel, MeccaBingo.com. Mecca's venues benefited from an increase in spend per visit. However, the decrease in the number of customer visits meant trading was in line with the same 15-week period last year. In conclusion, while the economic outlook seems likely to remain challenging, Rank's strong financial position and market-leading brands give the board confidence for the long-term prospects for the group. Adam, I'd like now to hand back to you for questions.
Thank you. As a reminder, if you wish to ask a question, please press star and one on your telephone. Please press the hash key if you wish to cancel your request. So your first question comes from the line of Matthew Gerrard of Credit Suisse. Please ask your question.
Hi, good morning, guys. Can you just talk a bit more about Grosvenor? Particularly, visitations continue to weaken. A lot of other retailers have talked about the Olympics effect in August. Perhaps you could give us some colour on how visits trended through the quarter and whether the exit rate was stronger than the -5, and particularly if that -5 is reflective of trends across your whole estate, or is there a London effect in there in particular? And then my second question was quite simple. Have you got a net cash position for us at the quarter end? Thanks.
Morning, Matthew. There was weakness in our visit numbers all through the quarter. It was a significantly noticeable weakness in London relative to the provinces. The exit rate, as you describe it, is better than the rate of decline at the start of the quarter. We haven't done any sort of customer research, qualitative research, to sort of understand, precisely why frequency has dropped. It is a pattern we've seen a couple of times in the last 12 months, partly when we come up against particularly strong periods in the prior year, and not only the Olympics, but we had a change in the timing of Ramadan this year as well. I'm encouraged that we're still in customer numbers, but obviously there is some concern that our frequency is declining. But we've had periods like this before, and it seems to be amongst our lower spending customers where the frequency decline has occurred. In terms of our net cash position at the end of the quarter.
Matthew, it's broadly similar to what it was at June, so no real change.
Okay, thank you, guys.
Your next question comes to the line of Nick Batram from Peel Hunt. Please ask your question.
Morning, chaps. I wonder if I could drill a bit deeper on some of the marketing spend you've undertaken in Q1. First of all, Blue Square. Obviously you had a $2 million investment, and predominantly in TV and on the sports side. Yet the sports growth is only 3%, whereas games, which I realise is a bit smaller, is 41%. So I wonder if you could put some colour onto that. And also, in sports, is it a question that you've just not got the volume through, or you've got the volume and it's the wrong type of customer? And then elsewhere in marketing, clearly very strong growth in Grosvenor Casino Online, albeit it's from a small base, but is that due to increased marketing spend as well?
Morning, Nick. We're getting growth in customer numbers in Blue Square. We're getting growth in stakes, and we've got a broadly flat win percentage on the sports book. We're getting a much higher crossover into games. which is driving obviously that that sort of much stronger growth in games revenue. It's a very competitive market, obviously in sportsbook, and you know we're trying to sort of develop the Blue Square brand in a number of ways. The product, obviously, the technology platform, which we've referenced in our trading statement, alongside the marketing effort. But you know there's still quite a bit to do. In terms of Grosvenor, there was some TV advertising for the Grosvenor brand. The first time we've actually been on TV since the new regulations came into effect in 2007. And as you said, I mean, it's from a very low base. I mean, we're typically achieving 100,000 a week in online casinos, so it's a tiny share of the market and a very small crossover from our land-based customers. But equally, that represents the sort of opportunity we believe is there.
If I just sort of take online a bit further as well, and just in terms of what you're doing sort of on the sort of social gaming side stroke marketing.
Yeah, social gaming, we've sort of created a small team focused on social gaming. We're going to probably spend about $500,000 in the first half year in terms of the people cost plus the development cost and the marketing cost. We've launched our first social game under the Britain's Got Talent bingo platform, and we've got about 50,000 installs on that, and we're getting relatively low crossover into real play, but this is a new area for us, so you know we're starting to benchmark these sort of crossover rates against what we see in other disclosed numbers. We're going to launch our second game any day now as the X Factor, and we'll have a third game launched around the end of the year. It's an R&D investment, but on a relatively moderate scale. And we're operating social gaming as if it was regulated under the 05 Act, so we apply all the same sort of criteria we would do to any of our play for money games.
Okay, thanks, Ian. Cheers.
Your next question comes from Vaughan Lewis of Morgan Stanley. Please ask your question.
Morning. On the VAT reclaims, can you give us an idea about what sort of timing we're looking at now for clarity on the bit that you've already been paid and then the outstanding claims as well? Second one on the Gala transaction, is this going to drag on indefinitely or are there any deadlines or timing that you can give us an idea about how you're thinking about that? And then the third one on that sort of social online bingo side, have you seen any impact from Bingo Frenzy, the Facebook bingo launch? Thanks.
Morning, Vaughan. On the VAT, what effectively the upper tier tribunal did was to refer an element of the original first tier tribunal ruling was not very clear, so they've referred it back. So in a sense, the ECJ raised some further questions to the upper tier tribunal, which then referred it back to first tier. We're unlikely to get a first tier tribunal hearing until the early part, quarter one next year. And then arguably, depending on how clear that ruling is, you then need to go back up through the process. So our view is it's probably going to add between 9 and 12 months to the entire process. We don't think that, and the legal advice we've received, is that our case is equally as strong. It's just a clarification point, which unfortunately just adds all that length of time to the whole case.
So what's the expected timing on the clarity on the outstanding 275?
Well, on the 275, what we've got to do is we've got to win the case that's been referred back to the first tier, which is around about the 30 million that we've already received. That then establishes legal principles which we can then bring for the 275. So the 275 is still going to take about 3 years to bring to fruition, we think, at this stage.
Okay.
Well, and on the other points, we haven't seen any impact of Bingo Frenzy. And on the Gala transaction, the Competition Commission actually are releasing quite a significant amount of material into the public domain. There are two key dates. Before Christmas, we will get a preliminary view from the Competition Commission, and we'll get their final view before the end of February. And they're the two key milestones.
Great. Thanks very much.
Once again, if you wish to ask a question, please press star and one on your telephone. Your next question comes from Simon French of Panmure. Please ask your question.
Morning, Ian. Morning, Clive. It's just a quick one around the Mecca Bingo revenue growth. I was just wondering how we should think about the 11% you've achieved in the current quarter to the same period last year, and also what's the actual sort of base number we're working off from Mecca Bingo revenues, because you say it was one of the principal drivers of the overall group revenue growth. So I'm just trying to understand what the absolute number is, please.
Yeah, the absolute number is around 15 million in the quarter. And the growth rate obviously is a slower growth rate than we've seen in previous years, but we actually believe the overall market has not really seen any growth in the last year or two. So, you know, I'd like us to be achieving a stronger growth rate than 11%. We've got some really good initiatives in the pipeline, and we remain very confident that we can continue to build a position online with Mecca. I mean, you've seen, as I have, sort of recent third-party data suggesting that we're actually number one in the online bingo market, and we'd like to sort of accelerate that position.
Okay, and just on the Blue Square business, in terms of the return, if you like, you'd expect to get from the $3.5 million investment, is this just to make sure the business maintains its position, or would you expect it to lead to some kind of incremental profit growth?
Well, it's a necessary investment in any event. Much like our competitors, we're all needing to invest in the technology infrastructure because, you know, these websites have been creaking, in recent periods. As we develop, not just the number of customers, but obviously as we develop the site and the range of products, etc. So some of it I would classify as maintenance expenditure, and some of it is certainly improvement expenditure, which will lead to much more interesting customization and personalization for our customers. So, I mean, there will be opportunities, but we're probably sort of 9 months at least away from having that platform sort of up and ready.
Okay, and then just one final one from me. Have there been any closures of either the land-based bingo or casino venues in the period under review?
No.
Okay, great. Thanks very much.
Your next question comes from James Hollins of Investec. Please ask your question.
Yeah, two for me, please. The first one was on the 13% spend per visit in Grosvenor. I don't know if this was mentioned earlier in the call, but can you split that out between what it was in London and what it was in the provinces? And the second one's on the Blue Square OpenBet platform. I was under the impression you were already on there. Is this you sort of doing more with OpenBet, or are you sort of starting up them? Thanks.
Yeah, no, we are on OpenBet, but you've probably seen others comment that OpenBet themselves are upgrading their platform significantly, and we are moving to that new platform. In terms of the spend split, we had a higher win percentage in London. I mean, London win percentages typically are 1 or 2 percentage points higher if you go back over 4, 5, 6 years than the provinces. London win percentages for us typically move in the range of 16 to 20%, and as I've said before on these sort of calls, over a relatively short trading period, you can get some volatility within that sort of range, and we in this period we are towards the top of that range, whereas this time last year we were towards the lower end of that range, and that's where the growth in spend per head has come from. We are getting growth in spend per head in both London and the provinces in non-gaming areas, but it's relatively moderate.
Okay, thanks.
You have a further question from Nick Patram of Peel Hunt.
Oh, hi. Could I just follow up a comment that you made on Gala Casinos? In terms of the preliminary view before Christmas, I take it that's made public. And secondly, does it actually, if there's something in that that you sort of don't agree with, does that then give you another couple of months to go back to the Competition Commission and hopefully persuade them otherwise? And I suppose, finally, in your experience, I mean, how often is there a material change in the preliminary view to the sort of final conclusion?
I wouldn't like to be drawn on that latter point because we haven't had direct experience of that ourselves. But the preliminary view is certainly not binding, and there, you know, there are opportunities between the end of December and the end of February to have further conversations with the Competition Commission. We're already through a couple of milestones with them in terms of, you know, site visits, and in mid-November we've got our big sort of day of oral hearings with them. From what I've seen, they tended to have made quite a lot of their process public, and they're doing a number of background papers. And my understanding is that pretty much most of this ultimately is in the public domain. Sometimes, obviously, redacted for confidential commercial information from either Gala or from ourselves.
And in terms of making it public, their preliminary, I mean, I take it that is the case.
That's our understanding.
Right. And I suppose the other follow-up to that is, you mentioned in the statement this morning that obviously you're continuing to talk to Gala and to kind of talking about appropriate amendments. But, I mean, clearly a decision on that won't be made until you know what the Competition Commission say.
Not necessarily. I wouldn't draw that conclusion.
Right.
Particularly. It might work out that way, but it might not do.
So it's possible we could get a bit more news flow regarding the deal you've got with Gala pre any announcement from the Competition Commission.
Well, I think what I'd rather say is when we've got some news flow, we sort of update the market with that new news.
Okay, thanks, Ian.
Once again, if you wish to ask a question, please press star and one on your telephone. We have no further questions. Please continue.
Okay. Thanks, Adam, and thanks, everyone, for joining us this morning. That concludes our trading update call.
Thank you. That does conclude the conference for today. Thank you all for participating. You may disconnect.